Di and I were living in Canberra in 1988 when the new Parliament House was opened.
牧師一家人呢,他們在1988年住在首都坎培拉,當時呢,新的國會大廈剛剛開幕。
And what an occasion it was.
哇,真是一個大盛事來的。
The Queen was there to open the building.
女王直接過到來,在這裡開幕。
People came to Canberra from all over Australia.
全國各地的人都來到坎培拉。
There was a huge march and rally by Christians from all over the country.
特別在全國的基督徒都從各地而來在坎培拉那裡舉行這個巡行。
They came to march around Parliament House and to pray for the government of our country.
他們圍繞著國會大廈環繞,以及為澳洲的政府祈禱。
The highlight for Di and me was when our daughter Catherine walked out from the crowd to give the Queen a rose that someone who was staying with us had given her.
牧師特別高興,因為那天是她的女兒 Catherine特意拿著一枝玫瑰花送給女王,而那枝玫瑰花是她的朋友之前送給她的女兒。
The Queen actually stopped and talked to her.
英女王居然停下來跟她聊天。
A great occasion.
這個真是一個盛事。
Well, today we're thinking about another great occasion.
今天我們都講另一個城市。
We're thinking about the dedication of the temple in Jerusalem.
就是講在耶路撒冷,新的聖殿要獻禮。
As Bill pointed out last week, it was not a particularly large building.
Bill上個禮拜講過,這個聖殿不是一個很大的建築物。
Nothing by comparison with our Parliament House.
甚至比起我們自己國會大廈來講,亦都是更加小。
The thing is, its significance derived not from its size, but from what it represented.
但是它的重要性不是在于它的大小,而是究竟它代表什么?
The temple was a sign that God was dwelling in the midst of his people.
这个圣殿是代表上帝和他的子民一同居住。
Up until then, the presence of God had been represented by the Ark of the Covenant.
直到这个圣殿起好之前, 上帝的存在是用这个约柜来做代表的。
It had been housed in a tent.
当时来讲,摆在一个会幕那里。
But now Solomon had built this permanent structure as a focus of the nation's worship of the living God.
但是所罗门王是为了要敬拜这个上帝,帮他起一座永久的建筑物。
And look how they celebrate.
看看他们怎样庆祝。
First, the whole nation assembles in Jerusalem.
是整個國家,他們都來耶路撒冷在聚集。
It's around the time of the Feast of Tabernacles.
這是一個叫住棚節的慶典。
The feast that recalled how Israel had wandered for 40 years in the desert.
這個住棚節是紀念以色列人在野外流浪了40年。
And perhaps they chose this festival because now the wandering was finished.
他們選這個節慶,可能就是我們紀念他們從此不需要再流浪。
Finally, they've come into God's rest.
他們來到上帝所應許的安居。
The land is theirs and will remain theirs as long as they remain faithful to God.
只要他們一天都遵守耶和華的律例,這個地方就會是他們的。
As they gather, the elders and the priests come bringing the ark with them, along with all the holy vessels from the tabernacle.
他們從會幕那裡帶他們所有的聖物,特別是那個約櫃來到這裡。
And they begin to sacrifice.
他們在這裡獻祭。
They sacrifice so many animals they can't be counted.
他們用很多牲畜來到獻祭,幾乎數不到那麼多。
Well, I guess there's always an accountant or two hanging around, because later in the passage we're told how many there are.
不過真的有些人在做登記的,因為遲些在章節那裡告訴我們,有很多記錄了。
There's 22,000 cattle, 120,000 sheep and goats.
居然有22,000隻牛,有12萬隻羊。
They take the Ark of the Covenant into the Holy of Holies.
他們將約櫃抬到進去聖殿裡面,叫做至聖所。
Into the inner sanctuary, and suddenly God appears.
擺在至聖所的時候,上帝顯現了。
He doesn't actually appear, does he?
喂? 上帝不是真的在那裡顯現過。
But there's no doubt that he's there.
不過, 大家都確知道佢喺度。
A thick cloud comes down, a bit worse than this morning, fills the temple.
哦，好似今日咁樣好多霧，但係當時嚟講係一個雲彩遮蔽住個聖殿。
As a sign that God is present.
呢個係上帝臨在嘅一個顯示。
That is that God's presence can be seen, yet at the same time His face is covered.
你想一下，上帝向人顯現，但是同一時間他的面容是遮蔽。
See what we discover here about God.
在這裡我們可以發現上帝的特質。
God is a God who graciously reveals Himself to human beings.
上帝是一個很中意好恩典咁向佢嘅子民顯示佢嘅。
Yet he's always hidden from us.
但係佢都離我哋遮蔽咗。
We can never fully comprehend God.
我哋唔可以經常完全了解呢個上帝。
Now we see in the mirror dimly, on the last day, not until the last day will we see him face to face.
好似保羅話齋。我哋如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，但到那时我哋要面对面。
But look at verse 9 where the ark is mentioned.
睇下第九节，当讲到约柜嘅时候，点样讲
？The ark represents the presence of God, but you see what's inside.
嗰个约柜系代表上帝嘅存在，你知唔知里边装咗啲乜嘢
？Well, it contains, we're told, the two tablets of stone that Moses had placed in it at Mount Horeb.
原來約櫃入邊就係裝咗兩塊石板，呢、這個石板係摩西喺何烈山上攞到嘅。
What were these two tablets of stone? Why are they mentioned?
呢究竟呢兩塊石板係乜嘢嚟嘅？點解要咁講
？Who knows what the two tablets of stone were?
邊個知道呢兩塊石板係乜嘢啊
？Betty, you know all the answers. Okay, that's fair enough. No, that's better than that. You've actually been listening.
他知道啊，他知道呢个，他话系一个十诫。
The two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
冇错，呢两块石板刻住系上帝嘅十诫。
So again, you see, God is revealed. God is a God who reveals Himself by letting us know what His will for us is.
上帝系一个向人显示嘅上帝，特别佢想。將佢嘅心意話俾我哋聽，喺十戒話俾我哋聽。
God is hidden from us, but He reveals clearly what He's like.
上帝係遮蔽佢自己，但係佢將生命嘅意義顯示俾我哋睇。
You know what God's will for your life is?
知唔知上帝究竟想我哋乜嘢
？Too often today we interpret that question as referring to specific day-to-day circumstances of our life.
我哋有時以為上帝係關心我哋日常嘅生活瑣事。
Should I catch the train or the bus?
我究竟今日搭巴士好啊，定搭火車好啊
？Should I go out with that person or the next?
我究竟同呢個出街啊，定係同嗰個出街？
Should I study economics or engineering?
究竟我讀經濟學系好啊，定係讀工程學系好
？Should I move house or stay where I am?
究竟我應該搬屋好啊，定係繼續喺度住好咧
？But in fact, can I suggest that God is far less worried about whether we study economics or engineering than we are?
其實我估。上帝可能唔係咁介意我哋究竟讀經濟啊，定係讀工程學嘅。
God's much more interested in whether we live lives that are modeled on His character。
上帝更加關心嘅係我哋點樣去生活，活出佢嘅形象。
Whether we lie or steal, commit adultery, kill, keep the Sabbath holy。
究竟我哋會唔會講大話、偷嘢？會唔會犯奸淫？會唔會殺人？甚至我哋究竟系咪守安息日为圣
？Whether we worship other gods or make idols for ourselves，
我哋会唔会拜别的神，抑或为自己制造偶像
？See the commandments written on those two tablets of stone make it crystal clear how we can model God's character。 how we can live according to God's will.
嗰個十戒嘅石板就係講咗我哋究竟點樣去生活先至啱，點樣先係合乎上帝嘅心意同埋佢嘅性格。
So the cloud in the temple points to God's obscurity, His mystery.
嗰個雲彩係同時代表咗上帝佢係對我哋係隱晦，亦都佢係神秘。
Or the ark points to His clarity.
但係個約櫃就顯明。是告訴我們很清晰的指示。
Well, then Solomon stands to pray, and look what he prays.
所羅門王起到禱告的時候，我們看看他說什麼。
I'll read all of this once. He says, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on the earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love for your servants who walk before you with all their heart.The covenant that you kept for your servant, my father David, as you declared to him. You promised with your mouth and have this day fulfilled with your hand.
经常咁记话，个耶和华以色列嘅上帝啊，天上地下没有神可比你嘅。你向那尽心行在你面前嘅仆人守约施慈爱，向你仆人我父大卫所应许的话，现在应验了。你親口應許，親手成就，正如今日一樣。
Now see, praises God because there is no God like our God.
所羅門王去讚美上帝，因為根本冇其他嘅神可以比我哋嘅上帝。
God is incomparable.
上帝係冇得比。
But can you see how He's incomparable?
但係你究竟感唔感受到佢係點樣冇得比？
Not because he's bigger and better than the rest.
我哋唔係講佢究竟大啲、偉大啲或者叻啲。
And you might conclude that after you read about Elijah's contest with the prophets of Baal in a few months' time.
或者遲幾個月，當我哋讀到聖經關於先知以利亞喺加密山點樣戰勝嗰啲巴力先知嘅時候，你可能會有同樣嘅結論。
But now he isn't incomparable because of his great power.
唔係嘅，佢唔係因為只係得佢嘅能力大啲而得我哋話冇得比。
He's not even incomparable because he's the one who created the world。
亦都唔係話只係因為佢創造咗呢個世界，所以係冇得比。
See what he says? He's incomparable because he's a God who keeps covenant with his servants。
佢冇得比嘅地方係因為佢係一個上帝係守佢應許嘅。
He's a God who shows covenant love to those who walk before him。
原來這個上帝是對那些肯行祂的旨意的人是表示出這個守約的慈愛。
He's incomparable, that is because he always keeps his promises.
祂是無可比擬，就是因為祂是永遠守祂自己的應許。
In this case, he's promised to David that his son would build a temple.
在這裡是特別來說，祂對大衛說祂的兒子，即是所羅門，是會為祂起這個聖殿。
But then Solomon takes this praise of God a step further.
但是所罗门王更加是为这个赞美是更加紧要。
He recalls God's promise, then he calls on God to remain faithful.
他特别是向上帝呼吁，他说，上帝啊，你守这个应许，所以我更加呼求你。
To continue to bless David's descendants, to make sure that there'll always be one of his offspring to sit upon the throne of Israel.
他说，只要你继续保护赐福给我们，我们希望在大卫的子孙永远有人坐在这个王位上。
He says, Therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep for your servant my father David that which you promised him, saying, There shall never fail for you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel. If only your children looked their way to walk before me as you walk before me. Therefore, O God of Israel, let your word be confirmed which you promisedYour servant, my father David.
他说，耶和华以色列的上帝啊，你所应许你仆人我父大卫的话说，你的子孙若谨慎自己的行为，在我面前行事像你所行的一样，就不断人坐以色列的国位。现在求你应验这个话，以色列的上帝啊，求你成就向你仆人我父大卫所应许的话。
Here's a model for prayer.
这个是我们 祷告嘅一个模范。
Solomon treats God's fidelity in the past as the basis for expecting him to do it again in the future.
所罗门王以上帝嘅真实同埋永恒嚟到作为佢喺恳求嘅时候，希望上帝会继续做。
I wonder is that how you think about God's promises?
究竟你自己对上帝点样守应佢呢一样嘢，你有乜嘢嘅感受？
You trust that God will do what He says He'll do.
你究竟依唔依赖、信唔信靠上帝，佢会做佢嘅所讲嘅咧
？When He says He'll be with you and nothing will overcome you, do you believe it?
当佢话冇嘢可以战胜你嘅时候，你究竟信唔信佢咧
？When He says My power is made great in weakness, do you believe that?
当佢话我嘅恩典够你用。因为我的能力是在人的软弱之上显示的，你信不信？
When he says, bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and see if I'll not open the windows of heaven for you, and pour down for you an overflowing blessing, do you believe it?
当他说，万军的耶和华说，你们要将当纳的甚份之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们躺在天上的窗户。轻覆与你们，甚至无处可用。你信唔信
？Do you believe there is no God like our God, because He always keeps His promises?
你信唔信我哋嘅上帝就系一位系永远守约嘅上帝咧
？You know, when Di and I first felt God telling me to move from my well-paid secular job into a full-time Christian ministry, it didn't even cross my mind to worry about money.
当牧师同佢太太去開始認為他們可以離開他當時幾好職位的時候去做一個全職的牧師的時候，他當時沒有擔心過他的收入夠不夠。
I think I just assumed that God would look after us if this was really what He wanted us to do.
牧師當時來說，他唯有他就說，上帝既然呼召得我，我就會覺得上帝會照顧我。
It's 20 years later.
二十年之後，
God hasn't let us down.
上帝并没有使他的说话落空。
We've had everything we needed and more.
牧师拥有的所有东西，他都觉得他是满足的，而且他觉得拥有得更多。
We may come back to that in a minute.
或者将来我们会再讲多些。
First, let's look at the next few verses. In verses 27 and 28, Solomon thinks about the amazing mystery of God interacting with his people despite being the God of the universe.
在27和28節跟住落嚟，所羅門話：佢話我哋呢、這個好奇妙、好神秘嘅上帝，佢點樣同佢喺呢個宇宙之中佢所創造嘅人去溝通
？Yes, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Even the highest heaven cannot contain you, much less this house that I've built.
個上帝果真喺住喺地上嗎？看下天上嘅天，尚且不足你居住嘅。
How ridiculous to think the God of the universe could be contained in a building, even if it is lined with gold.
是一个很荒谬的事。如果你觉得我们起一个圣殿是给上帝在这里住，就算里面镶满了金都是这样。
Yet here's the amazing truth of the gospel.
这个福音的特别之处就在这里。
God lowers himself to connect with us, his humble creatures.
上帝谦卑是苦咒祂的创造之物，就是我们的谦卑的人类。
And so Solomon dares to pray this.
所罗门王是这样说，
Regard your servant's prayer and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you today.
为求耶和华我的上帝垂顾仆人的祷告祈求，俯听仆人今天在你面前的祈祷呼吁。
You see, Solomon knows that God is a God who answers prayers.
所罗门就是知道上帝是永远回应我们的祷告。
God takes us seriously.
上帝对我们是很认真。
So serious that he tells us where to bring all our concerns, all our needs, all our fears to him.
上帝认真到一个程度，就是说我们可以将我们的所有忧虑、我们所有的恐惧、所有不如意的都向他倾诉。
There's a song we sing regularly at our 10 o'clock service that expresses something of the wonder of this.
我们十点钟在英文堂的崇拜经常唱一首歌，是表示上帝的奇妙。
These are the words. Indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing God. All-powerful, untamable. Awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing God.
他一美讚美,他說我們上帝是沒有辦法形容的,是一個不可以虧待的,你可以看得到他對全個宇宙的星數,他可以逐個數出他們的名字,你看得到我們的上帝是多麼偉大,多麼令人驚訝。
See, we worship a God who is indescribable, who is uncontainable, and yet a God who comes to us, who reveals himself to us, loves us with a covenant love.
我們所崇拜的對象,我們這位上帝,他基本上不能用言語去形容的,但是他居然來屈就我們,在我們面前顯示。
What's this covenant love?
究竟這個施恩敬拜是什麼?
Covenant love is a love that depends on his promise to us, not on our performance or our obedience to his law.
原來這個愛是單方面的依靠祂對我們的應許,而不是我們做任何的事,不是我們自己的行為。
He's an amazing God, and yet he loves us despite our failings.
祂是一個奇妙的上帝,祂愛我們,就算我們對祂是犯了罪。
What's more, he's the all-powerful creator of the world, and yet he calls us to do his work.
雖然他是很偉大,他整個宇宙都創造了出來,但是他用我們去做他的工作。
If you were here last week, as Bill described the temple, or I don't know if Rick did this last week, but I wonder if you were struck by how magnificent it was.
上個禮拜,當Bill或者張牧師講到關於這個聖殿的時候,你有沒有想過它其實都很宏偉的呢?
It was just over the top opulent, wasn't it?
它根本就是高超所有的建築物。
It had nothing to do with our building project, can I say?
不過不是跟我們今天所說,我們自己起身堂。
It was built of breaststone, covered with cedar, and then lined, every surface in it was lined with gold.
這個聖殿是用一些鑿好鎖的石來建,但裡面是用香柏木封住,並且每一寸我們看得到的地方都是用金貼住。
I wonder if you think to yourself, however did they do that?
你有沒有想過他究竟怎樣做得到呢?
How could a small state like Israel fund that sort of expense?
一個這麼小的國家, 這麼少的人口, 他怎樣付得起這麼多錢啊?
Sort of puts our budget deficit into proportion, doesn't it?
好像將我們將來要面對的政府的赤字 去對一個很小的國家來想。
Where did all that gold come from?
究竟那些金在哪裡?
Did God just give it to them?
是不是就這樣上帝扔在這裡任他們用?
Oh, no. They had to go and get it themselves.
他們是每個人都要去邊邊自己找回來。
We were talking about this at the Rainbow Fellowship last Sunday afternoon when we studied Joshua 1.
上個禮拜牧師和彩虹團契,當他們研經讀約書亞記的時候,
God promised Joshua that he'd go with him, that no one would be able to stand against him.
上帝是答應約書亞,他說,你去到哪裡,我都會和你同在。
Then he told Joshua to get his army ready to march into the land and fight battle after battle in order to bring God's promise about.
但是居然他就要約書亞是進去迦南地逐個戰爭逐場戰爭去打,那才能夠贏回來。
And this continues to be the way God operates.
這個就是上帝怎樣去用我們。God
calls us to do his work for him.
上帝是叫 我們去做祂的工作。
He gives us the gifts we need, but then we have to exercise them.
祂對每一個人都有一個恩賜,每一個人都有能力,但是祂叫我們是要適當地用的。
He gives us money to use, but then we have to decide what to do with it.
祂給錢我們使用,但是我們要用得其所。
If you've got your Bibles open, I'd like you to jump forward to 1 Corinthians 29.
如果你手上有聖經的話，你可以即刻去列王記上第29章， 即是聖經的舊約422頁。
There, David is getting ready for the building of the temple.
那裡原來大衛王已經開始準備起這個聖殿。
He knows that he isn't the one who's going to do it, but he wants to get at least the preparations underway.
他知道從上帝那裡知道他不是他經手起這個聖殿，但是他是想預備。
So what's the first thing you do when you have a large building project coming up?
如果你要準備起一個大的建築物，第一件事你想什麼呢？
You start a building fund.
你當然要找個籌備基金啦。
That's what he does.
他就是這樣做。
He starts it off by giving a substantial amount from his own treasury, from the king's treasury, and his own personal savings.
他一開始他就由王的倉庫撥一筆出來，並且在他自己的私人口袋之中也撥一大筆出來。
And then he invites the people to give a free will offering.
他亦都叫所有的人民都一起來奉獻，特別是他們願意的奉獻。
And notice how it works. First, the leaders of the 12 tribes come forward and they give a donation.
最先他就叫12支派的領袖是一起來做一個奉獻。
And then everyone else gives their offerings.
亦都其他人跟著他這樣做。
And listen to what happens. This is verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 29. They gave for the service of the house of God 5,000 talents, 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron.
在列王記上29章第7節的話， 他們為上帝神殿的使用獻上金子5,000塔連德、01,000達力克、銀子10,000塔連德、銅10,000塔連德、鐵10,000塔連德。
Now talent apparently is about 30 kilograms.
一個塔連德差不多等於30公斤。
Think about that. 150,000 kilograms. That's 150 tons of gold.
究竟幾重的金啊？原來係150噸嘅金。
It's an enormous amount of giving, isn't it?
真係一個好大嘅奉獻。
These people have given away their life savings.
佢哋就係佢哋一生嘅儲蓄都拎出嚟。
But look at what we read next.
睇下跟住落嚟嗰度幾本記載。
Here's the amazing thing, verse 9. Then the people rejoiced because these had been given willingly. For with single mind they had offered freely to the Lord. And David also rejoiced greatly.
第9節他說，因這些人誠心樂意獻給耶和華，百姓就歡喜，大衛王亦都大大歡喜。
They'd given away massive amounts of money and they rejoiced.
他們給很多錢，不是愁眉苦臉，是他們很高興。
And the passage ends with David's well-known prayer of thanksgiving.
接著我們看得到大衛王一個很出名的，我們叫做感恩的禱告。
But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to make this free will offering? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you.
在第14節他說，我算什麼？ 我的民算什麼？竟能如此樂意奉獻呢？ 因為萬物都是從你而來，我們把從你而來的獻給你。
There it is again, you see.
你看看這裡。
God provides every good and perfect gift, but he gives them to us so we can give them back.
上帝是準備了很多禮物給我們，但是我們要將這些禮物給回上帝。
He gives them to us so we can use them for his service and for his glory.
他給我們就是希望我們用得其所，特別是為祂而服務，亦都榮耀祂。
At the end of the service today, we're going to be hearing about our building plans.
今天完了崇拜，我們會講回我們自己本堂的建堂計劃。
This won't be a temple where God will dwell.
這個不是一個只是為上帝在這裡住的一個禮拜堂。
As Bill and I think Rick last week remind us, we individually and especially as a church are now the temple of God.
其實阿彪曾經提醒我們，今時今日我們作為基督徒，我們的身子就是上帝的居所。
We are a people in whom God dwells by his Holy Spirit.
上帝是藉著聖靈居住在我們的人心中。
That's the whole point of a Pentecost celebration, isn't it?
这个就是我们五旬节，亦都是圣灵降临的主要原因。
God dwells among us now, individually and corporately, as His God.
现在上帝居住在我们每一个人心中， 是单独的住在我们的人， 但是亦都全体住在我们整个教会里。
But what we're building is a building, a structure that will become the center of our community life.
但是我们现在建这个建筑物的目的，是表示我们整个信仰的中心，是我们一个社区里面我们要做一些事。
It'll be a center for God's work in this part of Melbourne.
亦都是代表说，上帝在这一部分墨尔本的工作。
It'll be a place where God's word is proclaimed as the clear revelation of God's will for His people.
亦都是代表说，上帝在这里显示，特别是用祂的圣言，用祂的圣经，向这里所有的人来宣讲。
As the clear revelation of the invisible God.
就是将这个我们看不到的上帝，我们怎样将它显明出来。
But it won't be built unless we all contribute.
但是这个建筑物起不成的，如果没有人肯愿意奉献。
Can I just say that this contribution needs to be in proportion to the way God has blessed us?
但是我们要想想，我们怎样奉献的话，就要按住我们在上帝取到多少祝福来到比例献上。
So that means some will give large amounts, but others will give small amounts.
有些人会给多一些，亦都有些人会给少一些。
But both offerings will be of equal value because they're in proportion to the way God has blessed.
但是无论多定是少，他们在上帝的眼中都同样是重要的。
Can I also say that those people who might question whether it's spiritual to talk about money need to read their Bible a bit more.
有些人经常批评说，我们很多时在这里经常讲钱，究竟对不对的？ 但是我建议他看多些圣经。
See, the Bible talks about money all the time, not just in passages like this one.
原来我们在圣经里面找到很多章节都是讲钱的。
This is just one of the many places where the use of money is central to people's obedience to God.
这里我们所读的这些经文， 其实只不过是其中一个例子，就是代表我们上帝的子民怎样用这个金钱来到奉献为了上帝。
Remember what Jesus said about money?
记不记得耶稣怎样讲关于钱？
He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就跟着在哪里。
Well, I look forward to the day when we'll stand in this place to open our new facilities, to praise God for the generosity of so many people who have given both small and large amounts to ensure God's work continues here for many years to come.
我盼望第二日我们都可以一起在这里，特别是为了我们有新的礼拜堂，大家各个人都为了他而无私的奉献，落成那一日，我们在这里为了这个礼拜堂可以在这个社区是传福音。
I look forward to us looking back and seeing how God has worked, gone before us to smooth the way.
希望到时我们可以回顾我们今日、我们将来跟住落嚟所有呢啲困难，我们怎样去经历过。
To see how God has been at work to overcome the hurdles that I dare say we'll encounter.
看下上帝怎样为我们帮手去解除呢啲困难。
And I look forward especially to the many times when we'll hear people telling us how Christ has become known to them through the ministry of the gospel here.
希望第日我们可以在这里听得到，我们怎样为了我们使到上帝基督的名是宣扬的时候，他们可以在这个这样的建筑物看得到我们的成就。
Now people have been blessed by this ministry in this place.
特别看到我们在这里牧养的工作，怎样看到人是得到受祝福。
Let's pray.
我们大家祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your example of Solomon who built the temple, of David who prepared for it. We thank you that you lower yourself to meet with us, to reveal yourself to us, that you, the inapproachable, unknowable God, make yourself known to us. And we pray that we might be people who are able to share that knowledge with others around us. We pray that you help us to use the gift you have given us wisely and generously for the sake of others. And we pray that in Jesus' name.